Aloha, my friends. The most famous and adventurous drive on Maui is the Road to Hana. And it looks like we're planning on doing it. I'm along for the ride to make sure that you enjoy the experience. If you can believe it, some people don't take me as their guide and then they miss out on the best parts. People sometimes say, you know an alarming amount about volcanoes and geology and the difference between the eucalyptus trees. Yeah, I'm a tour guide, man. That's what I do. The Road to Hana follows alongside the giant 10,000-foot, dormant, mind you, volcano, Haleakala. The road itself is pretty narrow by our modern standards, and it winds its way through the rainforest and ravines, through 600 curves and crossing 59 bridges, most of them just one lane wide. Now, though the road is a little more challenging than most regular scenic routes, there's absolutely no need to be afraid of the drive. My tour will let you know when places of interest are coming up, and on this road, many of those fabulous waterfalls, viewpoints, and beaches, they don't have signs. That's where I come in. It's my job to make sure that we see them all. I'll also help prioritize our time, and I'll highlight 5 absolute must-do places on the drive. Of course, there are loads more other suggestions and recommendations that I'll make, but I'll be very clear about the top 5. Which include the Kainai Peninsula and Arboretum, Waianapanapa State Park and Black Sand Beach. Quick note, we want to make sure we have reservations for our visit to Waianapanapa, or we will get turned away. Then there's Hamoa Beach, it's the best swimming beach on this side of Maui, and then Wailua Falls are just about the prettiest on the drive. And then finally, the Oheo Pools at Kipahulu, or you may have heard them called the 7 Sacred Pools. Now, I have to say, it is really important to respect the local customs and etiquette. I'll be sure to lead you only to places that are for everyone, and don't risk having you trespassing onto private land where you may not be welcome. Before I explain more about the drive, I want you to know that the Road to Hana tour is included in the full Maui tour, too. So if you've got plans to do more driving on Maui than just the Road to Hana, like, say, you want to drive up the volcano Haleakala, which is awesome, or if you want to go to the beaches down by Makena, or see the Iao Needle, then upgrading to the full Maui tour, definitely the best value option. If you've already purchased the Road to Hana only, you can do an upgrade to the full Maui tour at any time, and you only pay the price difference. Now, there is an important decision to make about the Road to Hana. Which way to go? There are 3 ways to experience the Road to Hana, and all 3 are included with your purchase. There's no need to buy anything extra. You just purchase this one Road to Hana tour, and you get them all. The original route is to drive from Paia to Hana using Highway 36. That is the Road to Hana. And then continue to the Oheo Pools, or the 7 Sacred Pools, at Kipahulu. This is the driving route that actually created the legend of the Road to Hana. And I'll go so far as to say this is definitely our favorite way to do it. We then just turn around and drive back the same way. And of course, I'll have a whole bunch of news stories and information. And very important, all rental cars are allowed to drive this route. The reason I say this is because all other routes require driving on Highway 31, around the back of Haleakala. Now, many car rental companies actually prohibit their vehicles from being driven on this road. We strongly recommend that you double-check with your rental company so that you're aware of their policy for Highway 31. There's the loop route, starts at the original, but when you reach the Oheo Pools, instead of turning around, you continue on Highway 31, around the back of Haleakala, completing a big loop through Maui's upcountry. You'll finish in central Maui. That's the same place as you began, just like the other Road to Hana routes. And finally, there is the back Road to Hana route. And that is basically to drive that loop route, but in the opposite direction, counterclockwise around the island, starting in upcountry Maui and heading directly to the Oheo Pools, and then back the original route to Hana. You'll arrive at the Oheo Pools after about 3 hours of driving using Highway 31. That's where your true Road to Hana experience begins, making sightseeing stops as you drive towards Paia. If you plan to drive this route, you'll need to launch the free bonus tour called Back Road to Hana, which will appear in your My Tours menu after purchasing the Road to Hana tour. So that's it. There are three choices of how to do the road to Hana. And Gypsy Guide gives you all three in one simple purchase. When you go, you'll want to start early. And I'll be your guide so we don't miss a thing.